Hebrews, chapter 10. For the law having a shadow of the good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect those who draw near. Or else would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers, having been once cleansed, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins year by year. For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Therefore when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not want, but you prepared a body for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure." Then I said, "Look, I have come, in the roll of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God," saying above, "Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you did not want, neither had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law." Then he has said, "Look, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By whose will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest indeed stands day by day ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, the which can never take away sins. But he, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From now on expecting until his enemies are made the footstool of his feet. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after he has said, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws on their heart, and on their mind also I will write them," then he says, "And their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more." Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus. By the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a great priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our body washed in pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of the unwavering hope, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another to provoke to love and good works. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day drawing near. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and a fierceness of fire which will devour the adversaries. A man who has set at nothing Moses's law dies without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, do you think, he will be judged worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified a common thing, and has done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings. Partly, being made a gazingstock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, becoming partners with those who were so used. For you both had compassion on those who were in bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves have a better possession and a staying one. Do not cast away therefore your boldness, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that, having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a very little while, he who comes will come, and will not tarry. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to perdition, but of those who have faith to the saving of the soul.